In 1980, the time has come for the nation to turn away from the old politics and the traditional partisan approach and look at an independent candidate for the presidency like myself.
We'll be able to see in the next month or so how strong this patch-up job is, but in the meantime, it seems to me that no real prominent Democrat has walked away from the party and presented himself or herself as a prospective vice presidential candidate for you, which is, you're in need of that right now.
Well, Tom, I would plead with you to be a little bit patient. You see, this convention is not even over, and it would be a little premature, I think, in view of that fact, to expect that somebody would emerge that quickly. I'm holding some conversations with people up here today and tomorrow, and I will be over the next couple of weeks.
Well, you've been talking.
I can promise you right now that in addition to announcing later today a very exciting choice as the national chairperson of my national campaign, I will make an announcement in a couple of weeks or so about a vice president. So that's coming along, I think, on schedule.
Can you give us any kind of clue as to who this national chairman will be, chairperson?
This
Sounds
national
like
chairperson.
It's gonna be a woman.
Well, this national chairperson will be a very well-known name, and I think a majority of the American public will be very pleased with my choice.
Republican or Democrat?
Well, at this point, I think I'm going to wait until the press conference, but this is a national unity campaign, so we are going to look to Democrats and Republicans. I already have Democrats in my campaign very actively involved.
Well, let's get down to this business of finding a vice presidential candidate. That's a crucial need for you. You need a ticket. You can't be out there just running on your own. You're going to need somebody else. Are you likely to get that vice presidential candidate from the ranks of the Democratic Party?
Well, as I, not to be repetitious, but I think it would be consistent with the theme of my campaign that it be a Democrat. I'm not excluding other possibilities, but having been a member of the Republican Party, I would like very much to demonstrate, I think, in my choice of a running mate, that I am reaching out to the country and bringing in people in the Democratic Party, and this would be one very good way, obviously, of doing it.
You met with Douglas Frazier, who was the head of the United Auto Workers
Union. When I was in Detroit last week.
And just this morning.
Well, yes, we were in the same coffee shop.
Would you like to have him on your ticket with you?
Well, I don't want to put him on the spot. He's, I think, a man that I admire very much. Now, he has one constitutional disability, though. He was born in Scotland. And I think...
Can't do that.
I think, therefore, that like Henry Kissinger, you know...
Can't succeed to the presidency if he was born in Scotland.
That's right.
But would you expect to get any kind of help from the likes of Douglas Frazier? I mean, he was going pretty much the Democratic Party line here this morning, Congressman.
Well, I hope to meet again with Doug and with members of his International Executive Board. I realize that their traditional allegiance and alliance has been with the Democratic Party. On the other hand, never since the Great Depression has that great industry been in the kind of trouble it is today. Never have you had between 30, I think almost 40% of the people in that great union unemployed. So I dare to believe that they're going to be looking for alternatives.
Congressman, with all due respect, despite all of this brave talk from you this morning, it strikes me that you're in a kind of a wheel-spinning phase right now. The fact is the Democrats did patch things up between Carter and Kennedy. The Republicans emerged in a very strongly unified way. Where is there going to be for John Anderson to go?
Well, you know, when you talk about unity, there are degrees of unity. I noted that in the statement that was delivered last night from the senator from Massachusetts, that he said the great imperative was the defeat of Ronald Reagan, not the re-election of Jimmy Carter, but the defeat of Ronald Reagan. That can be accomplished as well through the election of John Anderson.
You didn't read that as an endorsement of John Anderson,
well,
now, did you?
Well, I certainly could interpret that to mean that there are other ways of achieving that imperative, that great imperative, than simply re-electing Jimmy Carter.
Are you going to go after Ted Kennedy's vote?
Well, a poll indicates that almost half of those delegates feel very positively toward me, and by the same token, are very, very much opposed to the record that has been made by President Carter. So, yes, we will make every effort, I think, to convince some of those people that they should vote for me and support me in this coming campaign.
Are you not concerned, as you began to reach out for Democrats and the spotlight is more closely focused on you, that your quite conservative record as a congressman, especially in the early years, will probably be a barrier to your appeal?
Tom, I think the last thing that the people in this country want is to reignite the war, the old war between liberals and conservatives. I'm not ashamed at all of the fact that in this particular period, I can demonstrate a record that has been conservative on some economic issues. On the other hand, a liberalism when it comes to social issues, to international questions, I think this is the kind of blend that will be very helpful, very positive in this coming campaign.
The League of Women Voters says that they will include you in their presidential debates this fall if you maintain a 15% standing in the polls. Is that a fair formula in your judgment?
Well, I'm not going to be critical of those criteria because I expect to be on the ballot of virtually every state. I certainly am constitutionally qualified to assume the office, and I believe that I will have the kind of support in the polls that will lead them to extend an invitation to me, yes.
We have about 15 seconds left, Congressman. You've got a real opportunity to get a jump on this announcement that you're going to have later here today. Wouldn't you like to do it on the Today program?
You never quit trying.
Of course not.
Give me just a little bit more time, and I promise you, you'll be among the first to know.
Along with about, what, 220 million other people in America?
Well, a few others, to be sure.
Thank you very much, Congressman John Anderson. Well, thank you up to a point. I don't like it a lot better.